7804 to Correctional Facility. Hey, Spatch, I don't know if this is the right channel. When you're driving 71, I don't know if you ever drove it, when you go to, you're going to Clackamas and you get to the point, you get to 60th before Belmont is so narrow, is it possible for TriMet to ask the city to divide that street in half and not put cars parked? Because I have heard so many stories, people are striking their mirrors. Every time I drive 71, I get so scared because it's so narrow. Can we do anything about that?
Yeah, so what we can do is on TriNet, when I highly recommend every one of the operators that has it, she's with that stretch of 60th, do this. There's actually a safety assessment, that form that you guys can do on your on the bus operator gateway. If you get to that form, fill it out and send in it. Anytime you see any route issues like that, that is the best way to see action happen. If enough of you do it, hopefully that'll get the change that we need.
You said it's on TriNet?
Yeah, when you get back to the garage tonight, just ask your station agent about it, but there should be like a safety assessment. It's like an RSA, basically. It's an RSA form is what it is.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Spatch. Oh, by the way, I just got here. Seems like the gates are down. The lights are flashing for the train, but I don't see any train. Do you know anything's going on here for the 70?
From our vantage point, it looks like traffic's going through right now. There might be a train coming, and that's why the arms are down, or it could be a MAX train. I'll know here in a second. There's also it's a common spot for heavy rail to be loading and unloading cars. It may be that issue. If you sit there for too much longer, if Gideon is available, go ahead and take a ride on Gideon or ride on 13th to start that train reroute.
Yeah, I got it. I was going to ask permission to do that. Yeah, Gideon is free. I'm going to do it. Thanks so much, Spatch. Take care, guys.
You as well. At 11:40.